figured we'd lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love.
Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Feel yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your life. Feel your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line. Girl, my dear. Girl, my dear. Oh, God.
Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and yes, you've dialed into the right place at the right time. That bumper tune that you just heard, one of my all-time favorites, All About Love, is so apropos, not just for this particular airing of this program, but just for what's happening in the world today and in our communities, because it really is all about love. Regardless of your race, or creed, or religion, gender, age, and all those other life segments that we sometimes find ourselves grouped into. And so I decided to take a different angle today in terms of our programming over the last few weeks, which has been focused on the brutality and inequality that's taking place in the streets, especially as an affront against African Americans. Because we all know that this egregious acts that we're witnessing on mainstream media, although we do know statistically is disproportionately happening to African Americans, is not just happening to African Americans. It's happening to Latinos, whites, Asians, and the like. However, it is happening in disproportionate numbers, and that's why I've been highlighting it the last few weeks. As you've heard me say, the best way to get rid of weeds is to grow good grass. And so with that, I wanted to change the focus just a bit from the mess that's out there and that's happening, more so to a positive, to on unity, brotherly love. And so today, for those of you on the mail list, you already know, we're going to focus just on that, just on the love factor, the commonalities thereof, the balance of life, which is love. That truly is the universal balance of life. And so today, we're going to approach that from a holistic perspective, and we have a trifecta. First, shortly I'll be bridging in a friend of Progressive News Weekly who has joined me numerous times over the years. And guess what, folks? We're about to approach our ninth year. Soon we'll be approaching a decade of programming. And I want to take a moment, as I will continually, from now until that anniversary and then throughout, but at least from now until then, to thank you, especially my listeners who've been a part of Progressive News from the beginning. Truly, from my heart, I want to thank you for that and for sharing Progressive News with others. We're airing across America from the northern shores of Lake Erie to the southern Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf to the Pacific. And so, again, I want to take a moment to just say thanks for all of the listeners as we have continually with integrity, brought news and information that you don't typically hear on mainstream. And if you do, which many times you do hear it on mainstream, it's brought with a spin or some political or business interest. And we don't do that because we're live all the time. And so today, we're going to be coming at you from a perspective of energy and love, because that's really what it's about. Let's not be fooled by this media frenzy. And it is a frenzy. If you step back and look at the heinous acts that are being blasted in our faces day in and day out, most recently the young man that was murdered in Cincinnati by University of Cincinnati cop, a young 24-year-old. How heinous. But it's blasted in our face. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that three months ago in April, Dick Gregory, we were sitting down having breakfast, and he mentioned, Daryl, in the next months, this is going to reach a continual height over hype. And the objective is to get folks stirred, especially black folks. So with that said, about a week ago, and he's going to be coming on, and if next week, I have to check. I believe it's next week or the week after, to share his views on what's going on, which is always enlightening from a different perspective. But for today, it's all about love. It's all about love from so many different perspectives. So I want you to put your broad hat on, you know, the wide brim, the one that says, I'm being who I am, the individual that I was brought to this plane we call Earth to be. And that's where we need to be, in our own individualism, because we all have our own gifts. And we all need to follow our own journeys, a rhythm to life that cannot be denied. There are seasons that cannot be denied. They're scientific as well as holistically spiritual. And we're going to get into some of that dialogue today. In weeks past, I know there were individuals who wanted to comment on some of the things we've been talking about, from Donald Trump to what's happening with these mass killings by police officers on unarmed men, women, and children. And so I'm going to take a moment and acknowledge a real friend of Progressive News, Mr. Ron Crenshaw. And I'm going to ask Ron, put him on the spot, because he tunes in many weeks, if he's going to be willing to give us a few moments next week to talk a little bit about it and what he might be talking about. And then we're going to go into all about love. Mr. Crenshaw, are you on the line?
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. You're asking me, I'm not aware of the Cincinnati incident. However, I am aware of what happened to Ms. Bland and her arrest, and that, you know, and then her being taken to the jail. I saw a video on Democracy Now! Her entering the jail, at the the police precinct. So she was not unconscious prior to entering the police precinct. See, so whatever happened after that. And what the also the view was held by Democracy Now this past week, as the lawyer said that evidently she was mocked by the police to be harassed or whatever. But anyway, because it was something very minor that he wanted to give her a ticket over. And, you know, all of this was very superficial. He came back to her. Why didn't she give her changing lane signal? Well, he had been tailgating her, so she moved over quickly without doing that. So when he stopped her, that was why he wanted to give a ticket. So, in other words, he had no other problem with her other than what she had just done. So that means that she had been targeted. And from that, we go to her death. So someone in the precinct has to be the cause of what happened. And all I can say is that the people have to demonstrate and demonstrate as much as they can, because that's the only solution at this point, because most of the people in the United States are not on to what this country is really about. I mean, it's not about democracy. It's about empire and domination, even of its citizens, because this is what that expresses. And we see it when Caucasian whistleblowers cannot come back into the country because they have exposed the criminal behavior of the state apparatus. So, and I'm
and
referring
a...
to... Hello?
No, go ahead.
When the fellow Snowden from the NSA, Edward Snowden, revealed the wiretapping. And then before that was Julian Assange and Manning. He's now Chelsea Manning, who's got 35 years in jail for revealing stuff that was criminal that the U.S. was doing over in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, it's on and on. So, you know, the sooner people wake up, the better, because it's not going to stop, and they're all connected. The race and the racial relations of the United States is to keep people off of being falling in alignment with working class people, falling in line with each other. So that's
a great this segue in. As I was mentioning at the top,
yes,
that we're not going to focus on this program on the divisiveness, but on the unity. And that's what we've been focusing on, because, as you said, we're going to have to continue opposing and stepping out and protesting. That's critically important. And every now and then we can step back and we've got to recharge and unify, because that's what you're alluding to it. And I appreciate that. And I wanted to just give you a moment just to kind of platform us into our theme today, which is unification under the theme of it being really all about love. And that's what we need to do. We need to unify. And so today we have numerous guests. And Ron, I want to thank you for joining us.
Sure.
And we're going to come back to our focus, because we can't let up. We cannot let up. We're going to come back in the weeks ahead on our focus of what do we do to unify? What do we do to oppose this horrible effort by the establishment? And when I say establishment, I don't like to use vague words like establishment or them. I'm talking significantly about those ruling class. And so, Ron, when you come back, I want to pick up on that and have some of that discussion. join in that dialogue. But for now, you're welcome to stay on board because we have a few guests in the wings now that we're going to talk about living holistically, living our at our highest level. And that includes education and knowledge about who we are as human beings. And the more of us that can understand that, the more of us will see that common thread, and we will weed out the weeds. So as I was saying, and again, we were talking with Ron Crenshaw out of New York, just to kind of just lay out a little bit of a platform on what's really going on. Let's not get distracted by the mainstream storyline. Let's step back and say, okay, what's really going on? And that's what Ron was referring to, and I'm looking forward to us continuing the dialogue, Mr. Crenshaw. But right now, what we have waiting in the wings, is for those of you on the mail list, you know who we have here today, and we're hoping that they're, because all of our guests are traveling, so we're hoping that they can all make connectivity with us. First on our programming today, we're going to have Ula Pasternak will be joining us, so pleased to say. And as you who are regular listeners know, Ula is a human energy specialist. So I won't go into that at this point. When she comes on, we're going to get into some of that detail because it's truly intriguing. She's a Reiki master, for those of you who understand what that is, and that is an ability to utilize the energy of the body. And don't mistake this, folks. I really want you to, as I said, put on your broad brim. And when I say broad brim, I want you to put your out-of-the-box thinking hat on. And many of our listeners, if not most, already have that hat on. In other words, you understand that there's more to life than what we always sometimes see or are taught. And so we're going to delve into some of that. So our second guest is Dr. Glenn Mendoza, a master pranic healer, and he's also a meditation expert as well, and he's world-renowned. And so he's traveling as well, and when I spoke with him in the morning, he said that he was going to be in a remote area. They were doing a retreat, and so he's going to attempt to make connectivity with us, you know, if at all possible. And if not, well, we'll catch him in a future program. Dr. Glenn Mendoza, affectionately referred to as Master Glenn, has a monthly meditation video stream. And he does a guided meditation for groups and individuals worldwide on every full moon, because there are special energies that emit on full moon days. I say days because just like the sun is there when it's nighttime, the moon is there when it's daytime. And so there are energies thereof, which we have available to us. And again, keep your hats on, the broad brim. This is not some theory or conspiracy theory. These are just facts. And I encourage, for those of you who do not understand this or are not familiar, either while we're having the programming, do some research, get on that Google, and look some of these things up, and you'll be enlightened. But I will say, with regard to the full moon, that's pretty much low fruit in terms of understanding the validity of that, because as sure as the full moon is tied, that's a play on words, is tied with the ocean, in other words, the tides, the high and low tides, and that's a scientific fact, it has to be. It just naturally has to be linked or tied to us as humans, because we're two-thirds water. And if it can move the ocean, certainly. And if any of you know any medical professionals, they will tell you that the ERs are usually, and statistics bear this out, exceptionally busy during full moon periods. So that same energy that creates that havoc is the energy that can create peace and joy and higher levels of awareness in order to attain higher goals. And that's what Dr. Glenn Mendoza, better known as Master Glenn, speaks to. And hopefully he'll be joining us very, very shortly. And then we're going to wrap up. And Master Glenn is a regular friend of Progressive News. But then we're going to wrap up our program with a newcomer, so to speak, of Progressive News. And we have a high priest, Awu Aluwale Ifankunle Edetutu Alagbidi. And that literally is his name. And he's going to talk with us about the Ifa religion. It's an ancient African religion. And he's a historian, an author, diviner. And I had an opportunity to meet him and have a conversation with him. And so he's going to share with us something that we, most of us at least, more than likely are not familiar with. And that is something different in terms of a religious approach. But again, coming back to the theme, it's all about love. So this is for those of you who are Muslims or Judaists or myself as a Christian. This is not anti. This is incorporation. Because if it's not about love, it really is not going to be on the Progressive News Weekly show and program. And so, and speaking with him, it is truly a religion that is all about love. And it's very intriguing. And it is one of the oldest religions and has been recognized worldwide. So, as we're always attempting to enlighten, we're going to have him join us in just a few minutes. So we're jam-packed this evening. And, of course, as always, we're going to be looking for your input. And you'll do that by dialing 347-838-9142 for those of you who joined us via the computer. And for those of you who already happen to dial that number to tune in, you'll just simply press 1 on your dial pad, and a CISO, our engineer, or myself will pick up and give you the opportunity to participate in the dialogue or ask a question or comment if you would like. So with that, we're reaching out now to Ula Pasternak, and hopefully she will be joining us very soon. And I'm pretty excited about it. As you know, Ula Pasternak is also a food specialist, and she's recognized nationally as one of the most well-versed individuals on genetically modified food. And for those of you who do not know what that is, a genetically modified food is food that has been scientifically in a laboratory altered, and it's been altered in order to increase the growth potential, or so that a particular food can withstand certain weather conditions. For example, and as a nutritionist and naturopath myself, I've run across issues with an individual or individuals have experienced allergic reactions to foods that they're not allergic to. And if it's genetically modified, you may be experiencing an allergic reaction to a food DNA that you're not aware of that exists in the food that you're eating. Case in point, you are not allergic to tomatoes. Never have been. And then all of a sudden, you're having an allergic reaction. Well, what if that tomato was crossbred with a peanut so that, and by the way, peanuts are very resilient weather-wise, so that might be a good mix for planting the DNA into a food that you want to be able to withstand extreme weather conditions. Now, all of a sudden, you could find yourself literally allergic to tomatoes. Now, that would be no fun. So when we're talking about genetically modified foods, that's what we're talking about. Just FYI. So that's just a little bit about that. And Ula has co-hosted with me so many times, and I look forward to her joining us. I believe she's on the line now, and she's going to join us when we bring Master Glenn on, and he'll be joining us very, very shortly. I believe Ula, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, Daryl.
Hi, how are you? Welcome. I had mentioned that you were traveling and that you'd be joining us a little bit later in the program. So later is here and now, and welcome. And
Ula, we have
Master Glenn, who you're familiar with, who's going to be joining us in about, I'd say about 2 minutes. So
wonderful.
I'm looking forward to you tag teaming again with me as we get started into our program. I also mentioned that we have a high priest that's going to be joining us talking about the Ifa religion, and you'll be also co-hosting with me as we interview him as well. So as you like to say, or I've heard you say before, we really have a trifecta today when we consider the honor of having you with us too. So with that said, can you just lay a little bit of a foundation for us I know that we're trying to reach Master Glenn now. He'll be joining us in a couple of minutes, but until we get through, would you lay a little foundation about our program? And I themed it, this program is all about love, considering all the different approaches to health and wellness and one's religious beliefs. It's not to say that there's just, you know, one approach to a higher life, a happier life, and we were talking earlier about the rhythms of life, and that we need to understand that as people, and sometimes step back out of our own little boxes, and I'm a Christian, and say, wow, there's more out there, and perhaps I need to respect what else is out there, because at a bottom line, if it's truly about love, then we're all under the same umbrella. So can you talk about that rhythm of life and those different aspects that although we may be in different lanes, we're on the same road, so to speak.
Well, because we all relate to the creative forces that come to this world in a different way. And that's the beauty and the power of our variety challenge for us to train the mind and open the heart so we can not only tolerate, but welcome those differences. Because we each experience the flow, the cyclicity of life in different ways. It depends on geography, it depends on the weather, it depends on our natural resources and preferences and our experiences, how we interact with each other as humans, how we interact with nature, how we offer our services to this world, whether it is with love or healing or business or whatever brings us that form of sharing love that we come from and have available to us as creative force to share and show each other how to enjoy this world. So the flow depends on our free will and ability to access it and create with it. That's why sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's difficult, and we each have different skills that we are born with or can train and develop or choose not, somehow either scary or uncomfortable, and we allow our negativity to limit us and play small. But there's many of us that do want to increase both our access and power and ability to help this world, because ultimately we help ourselves and enjoy this world and sharing even more. So we do choose to train as healers or teachers and priests or priestesses, and with everything in life, there are different stages, different, well, we call them degrees, or in spiritual terms, we can call them novices and apprentices, and then priests or high priests and or masters or certified healers. Every form of service in this world has cyclicity and different degrees of mastery. So we also have cycles in nature, and the moon cycle is so beautifully integrated with how well we can harness the creative force. And that is love, because that's where we come from, and that's what's available to us as frequency to create with. And I'm sure everybody already understands that the more we love what we do, the easier it is to see results. It's not difficult to understand, because with love and joy and passion, we create with ease and grace. And the more ease and grace, the quicker the results, and the better the results, and the more bountiful the results coming up with the season of harvest. So in nature, with our four seasons, we have spring, summer, fall for harvest, and then winter for rest, and we start over. With the moon cycle, the new moon starts over, and we can use that to plant seeds and grow our ideas. And with the full moon, that's the brightest and greatest source of download, because the moon reflects all the suns of the world. So we get extra chance to download the creative forces. And also, if we flow with the cosmic energy, and we don't have to follow astrology, but just stay connected and tuned into what's going on, that also helps both nature and can help us be able to remove obstacles, connect to healing energies, create openings, nurture our ideas, and make them come true, and be blessed by the universal exchange for our contributions. So this full moon, I'm pretty sure Dr. Glenn is going to talk about the sun sign of Leo, very important sign for us humans at this time, because it is about us, our light, and how we shine. But I connect to the sign where the moon, the full moon, is at as an extra advice, an extra way to harness the power. And this time we have a blue moon, which is a second moon in the month, a very rare and powerful occasion. And it is in the sign of Aquarius, the water bearer, but it is an air sign. So working alchemically with fire, Leo, air, which is Aquarius. However, it's a water bear, so we can add water into it. Those are alchemically the three elements that create Earth. And on Saturday, we have a shamanic holiday called Lamas. That is a Wiccan holiday of the first harvest, a sun holiday, to show gratitude for the first fruits of our gardens and trees and the first harvest of the summer. So it is also something to be grateful for, that we get to create Earth from the cosmic forces of fire and water. And those creative forces are the blessings we get to create within this world. No dogma, no competition, no judgments, no struggle with whose truth is more true or better or worse. It's just pure choices to create good in this world and be able to enjoy our creations and sharing them with others to help them create even better, to become even better, and to lift this world into a higher realm with more light, more joy, more love, more passion, and more good to share with each other, receive back from each other, from nature, from the universe. So let's enjoy this wonderful blue moon tomorrow morning in our time zone. But the last 3 days, tomorrow and the 3 days after, are the peak of those creative forces that come in for us to fill up with until the next cycle of the full moon, because then the other frequencies will be available for us to download and create with. And all we are asked to do is to open up and be receptive and allow them to come in. The only difference is how skilled we are in downloading, whether we are, in computer terms, flowing analog or digital and slow band or fast and wide band and fast download. I mean, those are the different ways we can train to be receptive, welcome, and utilize the creative forces that we are blessed with in this world. And enjoy. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the learning. Enjoy the sharing. Daryl, you're still there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. I want to ask a question. You're mentioning we're in the precipice of this energy, this moon, this full moon energy. And I mentioned just before you were able to join us that in one sense, by some standards, there are many who don't understand that. And, you know, there's a common psychology about things we don't understand. We tend to find it humorous. And it goes back to almost childhood-like reactions. If we don't understand something, like if we saw someone who was handicapped, we might find it funny because we didn't understand it. Or we might find it fearful because we didn't understand it. Well, if you look back and take a few steps back, as adults, we find ourselves sometimes reacting the same way with things we don't understand. And sometimes we'll mask something we don't understand with something that we're familiar with. So, for example, if you believe in one religion, I may be an example. I'm a Christian. And you know that we have these discussions, Ula, and I have had them with numerous of my guests offline who may be Judas or Muslim or Hasidic, Buddhist. I've had all of those various religions believers, religious believers, on my program. And we have to be careful that we don't mask that reaction with our own beliefs and then lose an opportunity to see another perspective of life, because we're all under that same moon, regardless of our religion, regardless of our gender. We're all under that same sun, and we're all affected by those energies. And this is what I was saying earlier, if it's unquestionable, if you want to go scientific, so now we can include our atheist friends who claim to not have a belief, or agnostic, that same energy is affecting all of us, no matter what. So there is a commonality, and it can't be denied that it affects us because of the scientific aspect of it. You know, it's the, as we learned in science, it's quantifiable. It's
just as
it's a scenario where we know that the moon draws energy to the point where it moves oceans, right? That link between the water and the oceans and the moon, the high tide and low tide and those things, and with us being 2/3 water. So I'm leading into a point of, with that said, and you're talking about the moon energies, how can an individual, and I'm speaking to our lay persons for the most part, how can an individual, if they now are willing to just crack that door a little bit, that door of openness with regard to their mind, how can an individual take advantage of these energies during this peak period? And if you can, and we were going to ask Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, about some of these. By the way, Master Glenn did reach out to me. He is literally traveling in a remote area in somewhere in upstate New York, and his phone is in and out. So he said, and I could hear not every word he was saying, but I came to the point of, if he gets to a stable point, he will call back. So we're not giving up. And if we don't get through, believe me, we'll be following through in the next couple of weeks ahead. So with that said, how can an individual utilize these energies? I mean, you talk generally about it. I mean, meditation, just being still, incantation. What are some of the ways?
Many ways. And it depends on how we prefer to connect to this world and how we relate to this world, because it starts with how well we know ourselves and observe the shifts, the ebb and flow of emotions, of stamina, of creative forces in us. So some people get very emotional when the full moon comes around. Some people have difficulty focusing. So it's good to do something that would balance us out to create peace, so the energy and the blessings can come in. I always recommend, whenever there is chaos, to slow down, meditate, or do something. Seek out that peaceful state of mind. But for me, joy is the best medicine. So whether it's an antidote to something emotionally disturbing, beauty, fun, joy, that is our individual preference, because we experience this world through our unique perspectives. That's why each philosophy, each religion offers a sort of a different set of guidelines, and I mean, some can say represent different truths in this, how we relate to this world and the universe. So observe, and if there's something disturbing, try to clear it. If there is a way to open up for something beautiful and something joyful to come in, do that. We usually try to do both. Reflect, let go of negativity, create that opening for something new to come in, and enjoy the process. And that is how the different philosophies help us navigate. So our mind, where negativity is not controlling us. So we open up so our emotions and the soul can speak through emotions. And they're pleasant and peaceful and joyful. Because that is what will lift this world up, and that is what we enjoy sharing with each other the most. So those are my recommendations. I mean, many of us get together for either dinners or celebrations or even temple work, which could be meditation, which could be sharing a meal, which could be some kind of a ritual. So whether it's individual or whether it's a group effort, there's many beautiful, joyful ways of helping each other and connecting to the blessings that come in. I know Master Glenn offers worldwide meditation. Wonderful. Many of us offer temples, which are just ways of us getting together and praying, meditating, offering song, dance, and the meal together. It's like a more structured, joyful get-together. But whatever it is that we are able and enjoy doing, it just creates an opening during the full moon energy. And I'm sure your next guest, the high priest of an African tradition, will also have advice on it. So whether it is meditation, whether it is gazing at the moon, whether it is walking with someone and sharing something beautiful, just do something and enjoy it and open up, because the energies come in whether we make an effort or not. It's just with a focused effort, we harness them better and therefore have more to create with and to offer to others.
So, I don't know if I will, Oluwole Ifakunle will be able to join us or not, because as I said, all of our guests happen to be traveling, and it agrees that they. So it looks like we may have a no-show with not just Dr. Master Mendoza, but also with the High Priest. But you can be sure that we will have them both back because of just what they're. You know, what they're going to be bringing to the table in terms of our enlightenment and sharing something that we uncommonly are unfamiliar with. And I believe it's just a good thing if it's in the light of love. And I'm going to hedge it with that. If it's in the light of love and not of hate, it's something that we want to at least give ourselves an opportunity to open our minds up to. And
may I add something?
Sure.
The moon, by many traditions, is also a way to reflect ourselves. And at this time in astrology, we have many, many planets in retrograde. And that is also a chance for us to revisit our past behaviors and patterns and relationships, to reflect on our state of health and wealth and happiness, and maybe look deeper, to shift gears, to heal wounds, to be able to start again and have a better perspective or develop more supportive structures for us to be strong and healthy and create our fulfilling and blissful experience in this world. So not only do we have full moon, but we also have a really powerful beginning to the next month. And as we reflect on ourselves and can be brave to truthfully admit to ourselves what's working, what's not working, what we like, what we don't like, and make those changes and fill up so we have extra energy to make those shifts, to do the healing that is required, to let go of junk that we accumulate, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's in the past or continued struggle that is going on with us daily. The full moon allows us an extra chance to see ourselves in the mirror.
Well, for intervene for just a moment, for those of you who are dialing in through your computer, you'll want to dial 347-838-9142 in order to continue to tune in, and we'll go into an overtime. So our programming will end on the computer but continue through the telephone call. So 347-838-9142 would be the number you'll want to dial to continue listening, and we will go for another 10 minutes or so. But continue, please, Ula.
Well, thank you, everyone who listened to us. I hope they fill up with the wonderful blessings coming in and understand that we get that chance 13 times a year because we have 13 full moons. And every one of them offers a different combination of blessings that come in. This time, we are blessed with many balancing energies also coming in. So it is all about creating a life that we not just like, but we love living. Relationships, whether they're personal or professional, that we appreciate and we are appreciated. So we are good examples of not just good humans, but productive and joyful and helpful. And that is how we will heal this world and create long-lasting peace.
And that's speaking of peace, that's that aspect we were referring to earlier when we said we've got weeds of our society, you know, hate and jealousy and mistrust and all the other negative energies there. And so I would suggest that the best way to curtail that on a global scale, and this is why I endorse and support what Master Dr. Glenn Mendoza does with his worldwide meditation, the best way to curtail that is through emitting love, because it's just like a lawn. And I've seen it. I've seen lawns with weeds, and you throw enough good seed down, it will literally choke out the weeds. And so if we give enough good love on a global, massive scale, it will make a difference. And I'm saying this wake of negativity that we've seen in the past weeks, especially against an African-American race that just over centuries have been oppressed. Well, this is not American issue. It's a global issue. And we must, as a human society, say no more. And I believe it starts inward, not outward. It starts with our heart. And we say no more. No more. And we give love. And we say, this is about love. As a bumper tune that we opened up, love. And we can use this energy that we're about to peak with to express that, to embody that, to infuse that in others. Dr. Mendoza, and I've been through many years of those 13 full moons of his lectures, and for the full moon of Leo, he's always said the attributes are leadership. It's that lion. And he's always said that this is a good time, whether you happen to be born under this sign or not, those energies still exist. Of course, if you're born under that sign, those are natural attributes of you that are available. And so this would be a good time if you have any thoughts of heading up a community support group, or if you want to take a lead in something benevolent, or for your own business, something you've been thinking about to take the lead on, this would be a good time to encase those energies that are available to you. This is a time of leadership. If there was one word of nobility, going back to that image of the lion. And so we want to carry that forward. And it will be available to us as long as we're utilizing those leadership and noble attributes for good. I just wanted to add that piece.
And if I may, becoming a leader also means getting strong, getting honest, and developing that resilience and that wonderful stamina to resist negativity, to be a good leader, to be a good leader of a human race. Without divisions, without opinions, without judgments, to work on ourselves first so that we are strong leaders, not the leaders that we see that have agendas that are easily controlled by others for profit because of greed, or just choosing to be weak and stupid. And we see that everywhere, but that is the choice that we make. And this is a beautiful time of the cyclicity of our monthly downloads that we can ask for that guidance, how to be good, to be strong, how to be effective leaders that do not sell out, that do not get corrupt, but truly flow love. And have a goal of peaceful, joyful life in this world. And be good examples to others. Walk the talk. And enjoy helping others.
You know, one thing I wanted to mention from our conversation earlier was you were mentioning this weekend, in fact, you have quite a bit of work to do with individuals that you're going to be helping, and you were talking about the energies, and you said, Daryl, this is a good time for I'm going to rephrase it, for introspection, self-introspection, for bringing out that best in you. Would you just elaborate with our last few minutes on that?
Sure. Well, again, whether you follow astrology or not, just the fact that we have many big, strong planets in retrograde, we can use that help for introspection, to do that deeper healing work on ourselves, to bring out any junk in subconscious, any negativity, and clear it out so it doesn't control us, to minimize our own negativity and weaknesses that we still carry from the past, and let it go. So when we enter the new moon or the new month or the new phase of the year, we start fresh and give ourselves a chance to be healthier and stronger and more powerful and therefore more effective in creating what we want to create and making those desires and dreams come true. Because deep down, we all want world peace. We all want everyone to be successful and healthy. But somehow we struggle in delivering that both message and create that physically. So introspection is where we give ourselves a chance to notice, observe, notice, and maybe do some correcting, some shifting, some work on ourselves to make it easier on ourselves to be good humans, to be happy and healthy and loving and helpful to this world.
Wow. That's beautiful. Well, I will tell you, listeners, it's obvious that our guests were not able to join us this evening, but for those of you who want to join in the full moon meditation with Dr. Mendoza, you can go to the website, www.pranichealingusa.org, pranichealing.usa.org, and you can join that. That will be on Saturday that you'll want to go tuning in to that meditation session. So again, you'll go to pranichealingusa.org, and then you'll have the opportunity to join the live stream, and Dr. Mendoza will also be doing a training session, a lecture for about 15 minutes on meditation, on the attributes of the full moon. So it is truly an excellent opportunity to partake in something that you may not be familiar with, and for the enhancement of your life and other lives that you care about. So again, the website is PranicHealingUSA, and excuse me, it's .com, I said .org, but it's PranicHealing.USA, PranicHealingUSA.com, PranicHealingUSA, Saturday, August 1st at 7:30 is where that will take place. And if you go to that website, you'll see instructions for registering for the video stream, and you can join in and actually watch the meditation session and join hundreds, if not thousands, of others around the world in this powerful meditation, because where one or more are joined in meditation, and you can try it for those of you who are experienced, you can try it with just some of your colleagues or family members or friends. And you'll notice if you do meditate alone that when you meditate with others, there's more of a power there. Would you agree with that? Would you agree with that, Ula?
Just different experiences. I mean, whether it's guided meditation or whether it's our own meditation, group energy is different and often feels more powerful. Synergistically, it might resonate out into the world with more force. And that is also a wonderful way to serve the world. send it out. Help others. Lift ourselves and this world into a higher realm and higher vibration. So group meditations are always fun.
And so do you have any announcements that individuals can reach out to you for the work that you're doing, Eula?
Sure. I am based in the in Pennsylvania. My website is theeulacenter.com. My phone number is 610-287-2714. My center is called the Unity Center for Healing and Empowerment. And if you are in the Philadelphia area and care to venture out, or Harrisburg area, we will have full moon temples at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday. So join us.
And what was the website? One more time, please. One more time with the website.
www.theeucenter.com.
Theeucenter.com.
The Unity Center for Healing and Empowerment.
But the website is the U Center. Yes?
Yes, it is.
All right. I wanted to make sure that everyone got that. Well, we thank you again for another informative, enlightening, and empowering session, Eula. And just always looking forward to the next time that we're going to connect. I will reach out and touch base with Awole and Ifan Kule, and we'll reschedule, and we'll also reschedule with Dr. Mendoza, and I'm going to ask you if you'll join us, because it's always enlightening when we tag team on topic of energy and wellness. And so
wonderful.
Until the next, I want to thank I see Cecil there waiting. We really we did not take calls today, but if you'd like, you can always send me an email at Daryl, Daryl _ CLA18 at MSN.com, and drop me a note. Let me know how you're thinking about our programming, and if you have any suggestions or comments or questions of our guest, and I'll be sure to get back to you. And in the meantime, stay centered. Stay grounded, stay loving, and if you love someone, tell them, and tell someone about Progressive News Weekly, because we are here because of you and for you. Peace and blessings until next week, when we're going to have a very, very exciting and riveting program. The best truly is yet to come.
That will light your and I'll give you heaven. Love will set us free. As long as we believe, the best is yet to come.